In the eyes of the men of the UP, the Indians deserved extreme punishment and even more. President Oliver Ames came west and raged. "I see nothing but extermination to the Indians as the result of their thieving disposition, and we shall probably have to come to this before we can run the road safely." General Sherman hoped it wouldn't come to that, but he was ready if it did. Ferguson was more rabid. "I have no sympathy with the Red Devils," he wrote in his diary on August 17, "notwithstanding the halo of romance by which they are surrounded by the people of the East, who, secure in their happy and peaceful homes, know naught of the wild and awful horrors of the West." He added that, for his part, having been surrounded by too many perils and knowing too much of the savage details of Indian warfare, he wanted them eliminated. "Let the savage strength of the demonic Indian be broken," he wrote. "May their dwelling places and habitations be destroyed. May the greedy crow hover over their silent corpses. May the coyote feast upon their stiff and festering carcasses, and the sooner the better." As bloodthirsty as that was, Ferguson had the same kind of mixed emotions as most of his fellow surveyors and engineers. To a man, they loved the wildlife, the scenery, the game, and they also loved Indians as long as the Indians stayed out of the white man's way. But they were also aware that, much as they loved the wild country, they were going to tame it. Thus, Ferguson observed, "the time is coming, and fast, too, when in the sense that it is now understood, there will be no West." The tame was replacing the wild. As Ferguson understood, there had to be a price. One that he recorded, but apparently did not understand, was accidents. To UP workers, they were just a part of the job, bound to happen. How many could not be said, nor is there an accounting of how many men lost a limb or their lives. Accidents involving locomotives were another matter. First of all, they cost money, even by the standards of the UP or the CP, big money. Second, it was thought that they would last, if not forever, at least through a man's lifetime. That a locomotive accident could cost lives was taken for granted. But the trouble was that they often cost valuable or even irreplaceable lives, namely the engineers running the trains. Accidents were so common they hardly got reported. The Chicago Tribune gave one paragraph to an incident in which a construction train in eastern Nebraska near Fremont ran over a cow. The accident threw several cars off the track. 5 men were killed, 12 wounded, and 2 of them died the following day. Several ladies were badly mangled,